That's right. I went to school right down the street here at Brown University.
And worked at our radio station in its earlier incarnation, right?
Yeah. When I was working there, it was literally the station manager, one host, and one reporter. I was a sound engineer here.
Now, when you were doing that, did you ever imagine that you would be one day, oh yeah, I just wrote a book and I'm touring the country talking about it?
No. At the time, I was completely obsessed with radio. In fact, my career is in radio, but once I got started, I still had some creative impulses that felt unfulfilled, so I started writing this book.
I have to confess that I have a fear of mimes.
You know, most people hate mimes, and this is something that actually the book addresses. Journalists ask Marcel Marceau, why do most people hate mimes? And he says, well, that's because most mimes are lousy. And then another journalist asks him, you know, what do you think of street mimes? And he says, well, it's better than mugging people.
Quite a sense of humor he had.
Yeah, it's cheeky with like a drop of bitterness in that one, too.
The book that you wrote, it's not a straight-out biography. How did you come up with the way to tell this story?
Well, I should say it actually started as a radio piece. At the time, I thought I would go out and interview mimes and make audio recordings of mime performances and weave it together as kind of an experimental radio piece. But then when I started doing archival research, I realized that he's such an incredible talker. He's so didactic and funny and intense. And as a result of that, I decided that it should be a written piece instead. What I ended up doing was, there are a lot of little poems in the book that are about the experience of looking at someone with such an expressive body, with a body so much more limber or versatile or articulate than your own, or what is the experience of someone performing and choosing not to speak to you at all. And so those poems are perhaps the most that my point of view leaks into the book, and those were probably how I figured out the format of it, these little floating poems that weave in and out between bits of his biography, scenes of his performances.
What do you think his legacy is?
I think it's a complicated one. He was in a really interesting position because in many ways, what we think of as mime was created by him. Like, the idea that a mime is French, has white face paint, is dressed in a sailor suit. Actually, the idea that mime is silent at all is something from him. It was considered really revolutionary at the time, but he kept doing it, and his acts didn't change that much over the course of his career, and so it slowly became a cliche, even within his own lifetime. And so that's something very stark and dramatic about his life, that within the span of his own career, he goes from a revolutionary to creating the cliche that everyone knows, thinks of, hates as mime. The book leaves it rather open-ended for the reader, whether Marceau was successful or he was a failure. I mean, he was the most successful mime of all time. He defined so much of our visual language. Michael Jackson's moonwalk is modeled after his walking against the wind. At the same time, though, it's like he opened the door, walked through it, and closed it behind him. He was a man who was concerned with legacy. He did, in fact, open a mime school. He did, in fact, work with many students who he trained personally. He was trying to leave an artistic tradition behind him. And in that way, you could argue that he failed.